Hello, everybody, on Audio Boom Land. I'm posting this both to my personal and to my TFFP Audio Boom, so which I normally don't do, but I think in this case, I want to show you guys something, even though it's already been shown numerous times. And if I have a podcast on this, repeat? Anyway. So, I quickly want to show what happens to turn noise reduction on or off in the mic. Now, there's more than one way to do it, and I'll show all of them, actually. You won't hear voiceover, because that's not the way I have it set up. I'm recording directly from the internal mic with the Audio Hijack. So, I'm on a MacBook Air, released April of 2014. 256 gig hard drive, 1.7 i3 processors. So, if you hear any extra fan noise, I'm converting 38 MP4 files into MP3 using Easy Music Converter. I need a better converter. Anyway, so the quickest way, well, the not so quickest way, but a simple way to get there to the input settings is to hit Option plus F12. Now, if you're on a laptop, you might have to hold down your FN key. So Option F12, and you simply go to your input tab. It by default is set to your internal mic. You can uncheck the Use Ambient Noise Reduction, and the sounds you're going to be hearing are real. I'm going to uncheck that right now. And I'm going to recheck that box and wait for it to take effect. There we go. And, okay, so I'm going to get it on. Now, another tip, actually the final tip, is to go to your extras menu, and if I can find it, well, actually, I don't have it set up. Let me just get it set up real quick. I'm going to go to my Option F12. I'm going to go to Show Volume and Menu Bar. And now I'm going to bring up my Extras menu and wait for that to come up. There we go. Go to my Volume Control. And it's going to lag a little bit on my end because, here we go. System Sound Volume. If you option-click this, what should happen, and didn't in my case, well, they might have changed it, but what should have happened was you have several menus. You could change stuff. You could turn stuff on and off. I'm running Yosemite, rather. 10.2, I think. Well, anyway, I just submitted that version to Apple in a bug report, so I can look it up later, but hopefully that helps a little bit. And I am going to go eat breakfast now.